Good morning. Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, a special campaign kickoff edition for the Cons United Way, their 2021 campaign officially kicking off this morning. Tara Clausen is the CEO for Cons United Way. We're also joined by Lyle Butler, former chamber president and the campaign champion this year. And we'll have some more guests joining us here this segment as well. We'll introduce them here shortly. But Tara, I know there's a lot of ways that people can get involved with the Cons United Way, and maybe tell us a few of those ways.
Yeah, thank you. For those individuals throughout the community, direct donations, either by mailing them into the office or visiting our website and making an online donation, can be very easy and a direct way to provide that support. And we would welcome those at any time throughout the year, but most especially during our campaign plan or timeframe, which is usually in the fall. But one of our models truly is the workplace campaign, and it makes our fundraising efforts very unique in that we partner with our businesses in the community to work closely with their team members to truly come together and make that impact to support our community needs. And when the businesses hold United Way workplace campaigns, it provides the employees with rewarding team building experiences. And our guests that I'll introduce in just a second are a great example of that. It also gives the organizations opportunities to play a direct role then and a unified effort in sharing that message of support and camaraderie to meet the needs of our community members. So it's an honor today for me to first thank both Sarah and Rob Stitt from Community First National Bank. They are as very strong community champions in our communities. They historically are within the top five of our employee campaigns, helping us reach our goal every year. And so I can't thank them enough for their efforts and really excited to have them join us this morning on the radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to both of you, Sarah Wilden and Rob Stitt from Community First National Bank, joining us here in Manhattan. And Sarah, tell us a little bit why the bank is such a strong supporter of Cons United Way.
Well, I would tell you, I would go back to why I got involved in United Way 30 years ago. I worked at the time at another bank, and I sat in on one of the presentations that they had for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it was a video, and it really almost moved me to tears. And I thought, that's something that I want to be involved in. My wife was a teacher, she's a principal now, and she was making an impact in kids' lives. And so I thought, I want to try that. So I got involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, got matched with a great young man, and it really opened my eyes to what is going on in Manhattan, things that you don't know about because you may not have that circle of friends or circle of people that you run with every day. And so for me, it was an eye-opening experience. So then I did some other things. I was involved in a precursor to the Boys and Girls Club was an organization called the Manhattan Youth Center. And we were just a small organization. I think we had a budget of, I was a treasurer, we had a budget of $13,000 at the time a year. And basically it was a bunch of volunteers who worked down at the 4th Street building. And I remember going in there one time to volunteer, brought some pizzas in for all the kids. And I thought, oh my goodness, there's 100 kids in here with four or five volunteers, the amount of testosterone and craziness that was going on. I thought, why in the world, or how can you do this? And it just gave me an appreciation for people that volunteer and do those kind of things. And so that those two things drove me to want to open up that experience to everybody that hasn't done it before. You really need to get involved either with your money or your time. And both of those are equally as important in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Sarah?
So for me, I have worked at a couple different places where they've had employee campaigns where we do just payroll deductions. And coming to the bank, I wanted to bring a broader aspect in getting more people involved than just a payroll deduction. And as a way to be able to give back to the community and, like Rob said, you know, really support those people that need it.
All right. Well, Rob, what are you doing to involve your bank family to help support the employee campaign?
We provide several, and this is not anything that I've done, believe me, it's all Sarah. We provide several contests. We have a basketball, goal in our, lobby. We provide a basketball contest, a 3-point contest. We have, food, a jelly bean guessing jar. What else? Sarah's kind of been in charge of this. And we take all that extra money and we donate it to the United Way because people pay to play. And then we also 100% match what the employees give to the campaign.
That's fantastic.
So we have, a whole week of giving for the Kansas United Way that we do. And each day we do a different theme. And then we have a different activity for each day that we kind of give our employees that chance to participate that may not be able to do the payroll deduction. So
we also give them, we try and give them prizes. I think we have like a day off for one that wins one day and gift certificates and things like that. So we try and motivate them to become involved. Also, we want, even if they can only give 50 cents or a dollar, we want everybody to give something.
Wow. That's great. Tara, this, to send it back to you, Tara, this is kind of a good way that shows how businesses can really get creative in doing these employee campaigns.
Absolutely, and they do a fantastic job. You know, we've mentioned a couple of times throughout this, but it really is an opportunity for everyone to give in a way that's meaningful for them. And the power in that donation then comes because it is joined with other colleagues with the businesses such as Community First National Bank, who's willing to match their employee giving. But as you think about that and those dollars adding together, and then one business's collective efforts joining another, it really becomes a powerful multiplier, and those dollars then create a larger impact altogether. So this giving through United Way allows you to everybody to be a part of the solutions that we're presenting through our partnerships.
Well, Rob and Sarah, just ask you lastly, how you live United. I think you've kind of told us a little bit, but go ahead and if you have any more to add to that.
I would say that we live United by opening up, by providing the opportunity for all of our employees to participate by either giving them a day off to go work on United Way projects or to volunteer. We allow them to do that paid. And I think, you know, the old saying is you're only as good as the people that need to be served in your community. How you treat them basically is a representation of how you see your community. And that's what we want. We want people to be involved in our community. It opens their eyes, gives them a better appreciation of what it's like to live in Manhattan and what the challenges are and how lucky they may be. And so we think that's very, very important.
All right.
And I always try to participate in the United Way Allocations Day. That's such an important day, I feel like, for the Kansas United Way. And participating in that really allows me the opportunity to see where our money is going and to be able to bring that back to our employees and just share that experience in, you know, you really don't necessarily know what is going on if you don't get involved and see these things.
And I would say to just one more thing, I'm sorry to take up your time, but to piggyback on what Sarah said, having been the treasurer of several of these organizations, I can tell the people out there that may not be involved with United Way, these United Way agencies do more with less than anything else that you can contribute your money to. They're not spending it lavishly. They are using every dollar. And so you can be assured that your money is going to stay in Manhattan and be used fairly.
All right, yeah. Well, a shining example of how community stakeholders help the United Way here. And Rob Stitt, Sarah Wilden, we appreciate you coming on and telling us a little bit more about how you're doing it at Community First National Bank.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll come back and we'll talk with one of our funded partners in the United Way after this on News Radio KMAN.